Let's pick up Estelle in Pacific Palisades, and she's got some questions about her mom. Are you there, Estelle?
I'm here. Thank you, Dr. Marshall.
You're welcome.
My mother had a heart attack about 2 months ago.
Okay.
She had had a history of atrial fibrillation, but hadn't had any episodes in about a year and a half.
Okay.
Since her heart attack, she's had a number of really horrible episodes with her atrial fibrillation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She also has IBS, Raynaud's syndrome, H. pylori.
Mm-hmm.
She's very sensitive to prescriptive medications and doesn't take any.
Wow, good. How old a woman is she?
She's 88.
Mm-hmm. And how much does she weigh?
She weighs 105 pounds.
Okay.
With her clothes and her shoes.
Okay, only a woman would know that. All right, so our first goal here has got to be, Estelle, to get her digestion back. That's the most important thing, because most Americans, the average American female is dead at 78, the average male 72, and the main reason for that is you starve to death, somewhere around 40, if you're really good, somewhere around 55, the digestion really begins to fail. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that, you may say, why is that, is that we're eating cooked food when we are mammals engineered for raw food.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've got a mess in the country, so we cannot just tell everybody, go to raw food, nor do they want to. They like cooked food.
Mm.
So what do? We've got to use a digestant. And so the first and most important thing is going to be the HCL detox kit. Now, the problem I have is I have to start easy with somebody 88, because many times when you start using the HCL, it wants to detoxify your mouth, your liver, and so much more in the body that you got to gradually work up to the dose.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, she's small, so my goal for her would be 4 HCL and 2 activator end of meals. But I'm going to tell you that you would start out with maybe one of each. And then when you get to about 3, you would bump up 3 of the HCL, you'd bump up the activator to 2. Okay? And now, as she begins to digest her food, the whole game changes. The body starts to get stronger. But between now and that time, we've got more work to do to make sure she doesn't have another episode. So, with the HCL and the activator, we want 2 quantum digest. Those she can begin immediately while she eats. She can start her off at 1 and then build her up to 2. And that's all for digestion. Now let's come back. What do we do to protect the heart and the circulatory tree? And the first thing we want to do is to get her on something called Circuzyme.
Okay.
And she's going to use this probably for, I'd guess, 2 to 3 months. Okay?
Okay.
And what she's going to do at her body weight is take about 3 per meal. Okay?
Is that before the meal?
No, it's with the meal, before the meal. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't even have to be with the meal. It's live source food, so it's extremely safe and can be used. But spread out 3 times a day is the key.
Okay.
Okay? What this should do is improve microcirculation. Okay? Now, to strengthen her, we want to get her on some DHLA.
Okay.
And CoQ quinol.
Mm-hmm.
These are the minimums. But since she hasn't been digesting her food a long time, the liver is pretty toxic. It would be nice to get her on Max Stress B so that we could detox the liver, improve adrenaline, which should help with the Raynaud's. I'd start out with about a teaspoon DHLA, a teaspoon quinol. I'd start 1/4 teaspoon of the B and build up to a teaspoon, okay?
Okay.
And now you should see she's more animated. She can speak better. She's a little stronger. And meanwhile, we're trying to buy ourselves time to get this HCL and the digestion working. And we want to try to do it in a way that doesn't create too fast a liver detox. And the B should help unload the liver. So hopefully this is going to go very nicely. And then our next step, of course, if the kidneys are good, in other words, she doesn't have any fluid retention in her legs or anything like that, does she, or does she?
No, not yet. Hopefully she never will.
Well, that's wonderful. Okay. So if that's the case, Then I think we should try our pH paper and pH trio. And the pH trio, again, would be with the aloe drink because the aloe, it's not sweet, it's tart. And if she gives you a hard time because it's tart, you could get some black cherry concentrate and put a couple teaspoons of that, mix it in, and it'll give it a sweet taste, but it's not super sweet, and it will also help the kidney and help everything in that area. And now you can slowly increase the coral in this drink till you get her first morning urine pH back to the 6-4-7 ozone. As that happens, the major player, there's two major things that control the irregularities for the heart and the rhythm of the heart and the strength of the heart. The strength is quinol. The regularity and rhythm is magnesium and taurine. So the magnesium comes from the pH trio, but it's held in the blood by adrenaline. So how are we going to boost that up? It's the B. Okay? So we've got all the players to get her back as long as she sleeps good. Mm-hmm. Does she sleep good?
She was up all night last night.
Very, very bad. And
she can't sleep.
It's because of the condition, though, right? Or would she sleep if she didn't have that?
For years now, she has not been able to sleep.
All right.
Last night, she had fibrillation all night, so she didn't sleep. The night before, she actually slept 5 hours, which was a miracle.
That's what we need, a minimum of every night. Does she still have her gallbladder?
She does.
Okay.
One thing I forgot to mention, Doctor, was that she has to eat every 2 hours.
Yeah, blood sugar, right?
Mm-hmm. And with candida as well.
Oh, well, that's just an artifact. That tells you her food is rotting. If you feed her every couple hours, then try to get her on some kefir. Try to give her some raw foods like sauerkraut, some tempeh, maybe miso. Try to get something into her that'll shift that bacterial ecology in the gut. So diet could be a very big player. I can see this is a fairly complex case. These things should help maybe get her so that she could see someone. But we just happen to have a really excellent QRA clinic, quantum reflex analysis, in Torrance, California, which is pretty close to Pacific Palisades.
Yeah.
Dr. Vincent Medici is over there. And you might take her over there because they can go through every little detail, like the H. pylori. This is going to link back and should clear up if we have the HCL detox kit. But she might have a scar, a trauma from the forehead to the pubic bone. And if she did, it may be an issue could make it difficult for her to use the HCL. If that were the case, then we'd have to get her on stomach complex. In other words, she's an older woman. There may be some little side trips we have to take to get her back to ideal health. And I would say giving a call to that clinic over there and taking her over there as soon as she feels well enough, especially to deal with the issues of the sleep. I'm hoping it's nothing more than a little gallbladder nano and maybe 2 teaspoons of that mixed with the other nanos, the Max Stress B, the quinol, and DHLA. You may be able to see her getting off to sleep much better. And the HCL tends to help you from waking up while you're sleeping. So she would have help across the board here. But I would still, as soon as you can, as soon as she's willing and you can, get her over to see Dr. Medici. The clinic number is 310-320-1132. And even though he's Italian of origin, I think of him as my adopted son. He thinks exactly the way I do, and he's been doing this for many years. He's quite excellent at it. I think you'll be very comfortable when you go over there. If you couldn't get everything I said, Estelle, I made notes. You can call back after the broadcast here, after maybe another 40 minutes, and pick up the customer service person can pick up this info and go back over it all with you, okay?
Fantastic. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Give me a call after a month or so and let me know how she's doing, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye now.